Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 25th of September. I'm Graham Laycock, taking a look at this week's local news stories in Surrey and Rushmore from the Surrey Advertiser and Surrey Live. First, a look at this week's headlines. Coronavirus up in three Surrey districts. Farnham and Godalming leisure centres put on hold, and new flood defences considered for Guildford. The coronavirus infection rate has risen in three parts of Surrey in the past week. That's according to the latest Public Health England data, but it plummeted in the county's biggest area of concern. Spelthorne was placed on the government's COVID-19 watch list on Friday after worrying increasing cases. But the latest breakdown of weekly infection rates, the number of new cases per 100,000 people across the country, revealed that in Spelthorne it fell by two-thirds compared to the previous 7 days. The area's infection rate in the week leading up to September the 19th was 14.0, compared with 45.0 in the 7 days to the 12th of September. 14 new cases were recorded compared to 45 in the previous week. There was also a decrease in the infection rate over the same 7 days in Elmbridge, Guildford, Mole Valley, Reigate, Banstead, Tandridge, Waverley and Woking. Of the areas recording an increase, Epsom and Ewell's rate increased from 16.1 to 17.4. Meanwhile, Runnymede's infection rate went from 22.4 to 24.6, and Surrey Heath's rate increased from 9 to 13.4. Now, these are the latest figures from the analysis by the Press Association News Agency based on tests carried out at laboratories in Pillar 1 of the government's testing programme and in the wider community at Pillar 2. Elmbridge has gone from 17.5 down to 9.5, Epsom and Ewell from 16.1 up to 17.4, Guildford down from 13.4 to 6.7, Mole Valley down from 11.5 to 3.4, Reigate and Banstead down from 20.2 to 8.1, Runnymede from 22.4 up to 24.6, Spelthorne down from 45.1 to 14, Surrey Heath from 9 up to 13.4, Tandridge down from 25 to 10.2, Waverley down from 12.7 to 6.3, and Woking down from 14.9 to 11.9. And Surrey's Police Chief Constable said the force will be using engagement and encouragement over enforcement when it comes to policing COVID-19 law breaches. Speaking at a media briefing on Monday, Chief Constable Gavin Stevens acknowledged the rise in coronavirus cases nationally and the spike in numbers in Spelthorne. The borough had been officially listed as an area of concern by the government. Chief Constable Stevens said, "We all have to change our mindset again." He added, "Surrey Police have only had to issue one fixed penalty notice for face coverings, so people are generally compliant. With the rule of six, it is pretty new and we haven't had to do any tickets for it yet. We'll continue to policing style that we developed in the national service during the first wave, engagement, explanation, encouragement and then enforcement." Despite the fact that as of Monday Surrey Police had not issued any fines, the Chief Constable said the force had received several reports of rule of six breaches, including reports of large groups of people who were meeting outdoors. He explained the force was receiving between 10 and 20 reports each day via its online, non-emergency service in the first week of the Rule of Six. Officers will assess the size of the group gathered and whether the incident is taking place currently to determine whether they attend the incident. And officers were called to the University of Surrey last Saturday night following concerns that social distancing restrictions were being broken. But upon attendance, the police left satisfied those involved were complying with the rules. With the second wave of coronavirus upon us, Chief Constable Stevens pointed out there will be additional challenges this time round. He also set out Surrey Police's commitments to communities over the next 5 years. They include promising officers will enable Surrey residents to feel and be safe. Chief Constable Stevens also pledged to prevent crime by providing local officers to tackle local problems, being proactive in dealing with local issues and helping communities protect themselves from harm. He also pledged to protect residents by responding effectively to help people in crisis and working with others to help the most vulnerable. In addition, he promised to target serious and persistent offenders as well as carrying out full and thorough investigations to bring more offenders to justice. The force is also focusing on prevention, where it will tackle the causes of crime and disorder and avoid quick fixes that don't last. A £3.2 million expansion of leisure facilities in Farnham and Godalming have been put on hold due to the coronavirus pandemic. After 2 years of waiting for residents, the projects will not be going ahead unless councillors can be sure the investments are worth it, as the leisure industry is hit by ongoing restrictions caused by COVID-19. However, Waverley Borough Council will progress a new multi-million pound leisure centre in Cranleigh due to open in 2023. Councillor Liz Townsend, portfolio holder for Economic Development and Leisure at the Council, said leisure centres had a force to a prolonged closure with no financial help from government. Farnham and Godalming projects will be deferred. Whilst this is disappointing, it will allow for a necessary and reasonable period of time in which we can assess the impact on the leisure industry from COVID restrictions. In August, gyms were once again able to open their doors, but in Waverley, only about half the customers returned, she said. Council will look again at the two projects in 2023 and decide whether to go ahead with them. A cross-dressing songwriter has taken to the stand to deny killing his mother and cutting off her head. Phil Taver, aged 47, is accused of stabbing Angela Taver, aged 86, with an ornamental sword and threatened to kill his 84-year-old father, Colin, at the family home in Woking on December the 19th. In court, he denied the charges he faced and answered questions of what happened that day. Before police arrived, the defendant allegedly decapitated Mrs. Taver, put her head in the kitchen freezer and placed her ring finger in a kettle. When armed police turned up, he allegedly waved the Union Jack and said, "I surrender, I surrender." On Thursday, Taver went into the witness box at the Old Bailey dressed in a baggy grey sweatshirt. The defendant told jurors he was one of three siblings, saying his sister died in 1999. He said he'd been very upset about her death and also been affected by the death of a close school child friend who used to socialise with him. Having left school at the age of 16, he qualified as a watch repairer and clockmaker. Until he stopped working in 2017, he had a variety of jobs in retail and as a delivery driver. Since then, his parents had given him pocket money as he concentrated on his hobby of songwriting and recording music, a court heard. The defendant, who lived with his parents, also sold his collection of science fiction film memorabilia on eBay to fund his lifestyle. The court held Taver had gone out the night before the killing to buy a carton of beer and a bottle of vodka. He told him it made him feel tearful and tired, the alcohol but not aggressive. Taver of Julian Close Woking denies murdering his mother and making a threat to kill his father. The Old Bailey trial was adjourned until 2 p.m. today, Friday. New flood defences are being considered in Guildford Town Centre following a series of storms that hit Surrey and caused widespread disruption. Throughout the past year, homes and businesses in the town have been hit by floodwater during torrential rainfall that saw the River Wey burst its banks and a number of areas. That included Millmead and in Mary Road, the latter of which had temporary flood defences put in place by the Environment Agency during the worst of the weather. Guildford Borough Council announced on Monday that new defences would be considered as part of a review of Guildford's flood alleviation scheme. That scheme, run by the Council, Surrey County Council, National Trust, Thames Water and the Environment Agency. A study carried out by the Environment Agency on behalf of the scheme will be reviewed by the Borough Council over the next 6 months. Council leader Caroline Reeves had written to 70 households in Guildford whose properties are prone to flooding during severe weather. She said, "I've always been concerned about the damage flooding can do to our residents' properties and as chair remain committed to working with our partners to find a solution to this issue. Guildford has a history of flooding and it's important that we find sustainable flood defences to protect our most vulnerable houses and businesses. Our robust master plan to revive Guildford Town Centre involves tackling environmental issues such as flooding, and we'll be addressing this long-standing problem." Back in February, homes and businesses around Millmead were hit by flooding during Storm Dennis. In 2019, the Environment Agency study suggested installing long-term flood barriers at a cost of £30 million, but the cost and effectiveness of that option is now being questioned. And Councillor Reeves said, after appointing a flood specialist to review the studies by the Environment Agency, will be looking at alternative flood defence options over the next 6 months. Further research needs to be carried out to look at other ways of controlling the River Wey to ensure and achieve long-term effectiveness in climate change protection. We have felt the financial impact of the coronavirus pandemic and need to find a way to fund these flood defences. An entertainer who targeted children at talent shows has been jailed for life after decades of abuse. Anthony Lewis, aged 58, abused children over a period of 3 decades, including victims in Yule. Lewis worked as an entertainer and would target victims by setting up talent show companies. He preyed on young children under the guise of getting them gigs and making them famous. He also targeted youngsters at music festivals, church and charity groups, and had a number of different guises, including Chaz, Charlie and Tony. His campaign of abuse spread across much of southern England and left behind a trail of victims. On Thursday, he appeared at Norwich Crown Court, where he pleaded guilty to historic offences of rape, sexual assault and indecent assault. Lewis admitted 9 counts of rape, 10 of indecent assault, 1 count of sexual assault committed against girls aged from 4 to 17 between 1987 and 2007. The charges involved multiple offences against each victim and were committed in Surrey, Norfolk, Cambridgeshire, Northamptonshire and London. The court heard how he would befriend the parents of vulnerable children and make links with the likes of church and charity groups where he knew children would be present. The investigation into his offences began in September 2017 when one of his victims went to the police to report the historic abuse. Lewis of Yeoman's Court, Meeting Lane, Burton Latimer, Northamptonshire, has now been sentenced to life imprisonment and ordered to serve a minimum of 11 years before being considered for release. Anyone who may be affected by anything raised in this case can contact the police in their local area on 101. The free NSPCC helpline 0808 800 5000 is available for anyone to report or seek advice about non-recent abuse. Calls can be made anonymously. And if you're an adult concerned about the well-being of a child, please call the NSPCC helpline 0808 800 5000. And Childline is still there for children online if they call 0800 111. A major section of the South Western Railway network into London is going to be partially closed over Christmas and New Year. The rail operators confirmed there will be a 10-day partial closure of the railway between London Waterloo and Clapham Junction, spanning the festive season. It's being done in order to renew the infrastructure between Clapham Junction and Waterloo and will include the shutting of Vauxhall and Queen's Road stations for the entire 10-day period. South Western Railway has said that the railway will have the work done on it from the 24th of December to the 3rd of January. Switches and crossings at Nine Elms will be completely renewed as part of the project. It's a big job, they said, but it's vital to carry it out at this time to ensure safe and reliable journeys for passengers for many decades to come. Queuing systems are going to be in place at Waterloo and Clapham Junction stations. The decision was made to carry out the improvements over the festive season, as the rail operator said typically the network is 50% quieter than usual. An extremely violent attack in which a hammer is believed to have been used as a weapon has left 2 men with serious injuries, according to police. Surrey police officers were called to Shepparton Court in Shepparton at 9 p.m. on Tuesday after receiving reports of a large fight taking place. The group had already dispersed by the time police arrived, but officers were told 2 victims had been taken to St Peter's Hospital in Chertsey with serious injuries. According to the police, the injuries may have been inflicted with a hammer or a similar weapon. 2 21-year-old men, both from Sunbury, have been arrested on suspicion of assault, causing grievous bodily harm and actual bodily harm. They've been released on police bail. Detective Inspector Sean West said this was an extremely violent attack which took place in a public place, so we're hoping someone might have seen something. We're urging anyone with any information to get in touch with us. You can help the police by ringing 101. If you don't want to leave your name, call the Independent Charity Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111. And finally, Keely Hawes and Nigel Hayworth have been sighted filming in Epsom. ITV confirmed that their appearance on Tuesday is connected to the new series of Finding Alice, a programme planned to be shown on the channel in 2021. There have been a number of reported sightings of the filming across the county in the past, but a recent Instagram post from Keely Hall's account captioned "Back to work!" exclamation mark, hashtag Finding Alice, suggests this is one of the first filming sessions since lockdown. A spokesman for the production confirms the production team and some members of the cast were filming some exterior scenes within a park, which will appear in one of the later episodes. Epsom locations caught on film have been identified by residents as Rosebery Park and just outside the town hall. And Epsom and Newell Borough Council said these sites in central Epsom, as well as other locations in Surrey, are being used to represent a fictional Surrey town of Manning where the programme is set. The six-part drama, each episode 1 hour of length, follows the character of Alex, who discovers some shocking secrets about her husband after his sudden and accidental death. Keely Hawkes will be playing the role of Alice, with Nigel Havers and Joanna Lumley playing her parents Roger and Sarah. And that's a look at this week's stories in Surrey. This has been Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review with Graham Laycock. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio. And you can keep up to date with the Surrey Advertiser and at Surrey Live. Brooklyn's Radio.